You will hear a lecture about mouse behavior in exercise wheels. You have 30 seconds to look at questions 1 to 10.
Today, we're going to consider the results of a recent experiment into the behaviour of wild mice. Now, if you've ever kept a mouse, or a hamster, or guinea pig as a pet, you probably kept it in a cage, with a water bottle, a food dish, and an exercise wheel. Small pets, like mice, will spend a lot of time running inside the exercise wheel, making it spin round and round. And if you've ever seen a pet mouse running in an exercise wheel, you've no doubt seen them smiling and really going for it. You can't help getting the idea that mice enjoy running in exercise wheels. But is this actually the case? And what can science tell us? Traditionally, there were two explanations for why mice in captivity, whether kept as pets or for research, would run in exercise wheels. First, there's the possibility that the mice are running to relieve the stress of being confined. This means that there is a psychological benefit or reward from running in the exercise wheel. The other explanation is that running in the exercise wheel is a stereotyped behaviour, an activity that is repetitive, that is repeated in the same way countless times without ever achieving any goal. Until recently, the common view among scientists was that all this running in exercise wheels by mice in cages was a stereotyped behaviour. To understand the prevalence of this view, let's consider the three main criteria that define a stereotyped behaviour. The behaviour is observed only in animals in cages, not in the wild. Second, the behaviour is repetitive, invariably the same, with no apparent purpose or benefit. And finally, the behaviour does not depend on external stimuli such as reward, or is only partially dependent on such stimuli. The traditional understanding, then, is that captive mice run on exercise wheels even when there is no external stimulus, because it's a stereotyped behaviour. This would be similar to when people are confined to a small room, or prisoners to a cell, and they will pace back and forth for no reason. That pacing is also a stereotyped behaviour. However, this understanding depends on the idea that the mice are running in the wheels because they are confined, and that they wouldn't run in the wheels in other circumstances. A team of Dutch scientists set out to investigate whether this was actually the case by setting up exercise wheels outside. They placed exercise wheels in small boxes so that larger animals could not interfere. And the boxes were placed in two areas that were populated by wild mice and other small animals. An urban area, one of the professor's back gardens, and a rural area, a remote dune that could not be accessed by the public. Cameras recorded all visits to the exercise wheels over a period of 3 years. Most importantly, there was food in the box, but the animals could eat the food whether or not they chose to run in the exercise wheel. In the course of the experiment, the running wheels were used more than 12,000 times by animals including mice, frogs, slugs and birds. Mice, however, accounted for 88% of the wheel running. For the final months of the experiment, the researchers removed food from the boxes, leading to a drop in the frequency of visits to the boxes. Even so, visits where the wheel was used increased by 42%. This suggests that mice visited the boxes solely to run on the exercise wheel. As a result, the scientists concluded that running in an exercise wheel is inherently rewarding to wild mice. This research has proven that wheel running is not a stereotyped behaviour, as it was observed in wild mice. Effectively, This means that we are left with the first theory of why mice run in wheels. There is a fundamental benefit or goal to the activity. That is, the activity is psychologically rewarding. What's the reward to mice in running in a wheel? The answer is simple. They run because they enjoy it.